Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You had mentioned earlier in the show, look, this is a massive three-game stretch for the Chiefs. There's just no way to put it. I mean, at Buffalo, a bye, at Denver, and then the Colts. This is a huge three-game stretch. And the way I view it is, I will take this team as serious as I take them now. As in, they are one of the four best teams in the NFL as it sits right now, with one of the best offenses and one of the best defenses, just as long as they win two out of these three. Two out of three puts a stamp on the league. If they by any chance win all three, well, then the rest of the league is going to go running for covers. I mean, it will be running for cover. It will be like a petrifying moment for the rest of the NFL. But the most important game is at Denver. The second most important game, in my opinion, is this weekend at Buffalo, just because I don't want to go to Orchard Park in the playoffs. I don't have to. Not that they can't win there, just would prefer not to. And then the third most important is the Colts. The only reason that one's going to matter is for the number one seed, and it's going to tell us something about where the Colts actually are for any of the doubters that still remain. You still doubt them in some way?
I do.
That game against the Chiefs in a month or so will tell you something about Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mean, if the Colts were to come into Arrowhead and get a win, and Daniel Jones looks great and all of that, and the Chiefs are healthy going in and don't have a catastrophic injury in the game or something, then I think I will have a different view on Indy at that point. Now, what I will say is, remember, the Colts are the third game on the list in order, and it's third on your list, just in terms of importance. As we all know, if the Chiefs were to lose to Buffalo, suddenly the Colts game seems far more important, too. You would agree with that, right? Like, if the Chiefs were to lose on Sunday to Buffalo, then the pressure in the Broncos game is turned up even more. The pressure
in the
Colts
game. It's right back to the same way as the Lions game was.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden it's back to being must win for the division, which feels dangerous.
Yeah.
That's why that Buffalo game matters.
The Broncos game, no doubt, is because it's a divisional matchup and everything. But I think in a weird way, depending on your belief in the Bills still winning the AFC East versus the Patriots or something like that, there's a chance the Colts game actually has bigger ramifications than the Bills game. I know it doesn't feel that way now because the Bills are up and you want to keep the momentum going and you don't want to put the pressure that you got to win against guaranteed.
But the only reason that game will matter that much is if they win the next two. So that's the problem. That's why it ranks third in this list. But I also as much as I think sometimes you lament having a more difficult schedule, like for instance, the Chiefs have the fourth hardest remaining strength of schedule based on team's current win percentage. We're halfway through the season. I think it's a fair way to judge it. Mm-hmm. The Patriots have the easiest, by the way, in the NFL. But the Bills have they're medium. The Colts are medium. They're seventh or eighth. They're not way far down the list because the Jags have a winning record. The Texans are around 500. So they don't get to just walk away from these. I like this because I am at as high of a level confidence-wise as I've been in the Chiefs in a while. Maybe more, and this goes back to Patrick Mahomes saying it's more fun. maybe more gold than at any point during the 15-2 season. When I have like real questions and I'm like, this problem's never going to get solved and every game's going to be like a sweat and I don't know what to think of it. The way they're playing right now, and because they're beating teams up so bad, I'm like weirdly confident they can, I don't think they'll win all three of these games. But if you'd asked me this last year, I'd be like, well, they're definitely not winning all three of these games. I think it's at least a possibility this year. There's nothing that stops me from thinking. What are their, do you know the look-ahead lines? I'm now curious.
Yeah, I can pull it up.
What are the three look-ahead lines? What are they favored by in all three games? We know they're favored.
I was just going to say, I mean, you agree, though, that the toughest opponent, this is weird, this is where I don't believe in the Colts as much maybe as others. The Broncos is the game that is not only the more important one, but is the toughest game on the next three,
I think because of matchups, yes. I mean, when you're catching them, who's healthy, all that other stuff.
Their O-line has given up the fewest sacks in football. Their defensive line has the most sacks in football. Anyway, all right, to answer your question,
and Bo Nix is playing better.
To answer your question, look ahead lines. Right now, Chiefs -2 at Denver, so 2-point favorites, and 3.5 at home against Indy. That's just look ahead lines. It'll probably change, but if you were wondering. And then looking at the rest of the way, here, I mean, I'll just go through it real quick. So the three I mentioned, at Dallas right now, look ahead, -6. Houston at home, -6. Chargers at home, -4. At Tennessee, -15. Denver, -4. And then week 18 at Vegas, -9.5.
It's crazy because like their schedule, after you get through these three games, gold. I mean, list those off. It ain't that bad. Once you get through
Buffalo, Denver, Indy, at Dallas.
Okay, that's not bad.
Home to Houston. Home to the Chargers.
Not bad.
We'll see where the Chargers are.
It's fine. But
at Tennessee, home to Denver, at Vegas.
It could be a lot worse. The fact that you have three division games, but
Indianapolis,
two important ones are home.
Indy has Pittsburgh, Atlanta, bye, Kansas City on the road. Home to Houston, at Jacksonville, at Seattle. Home to San Francisco. Home to Jacksonville, at Houston. And then Buffalo, if you were wondering. Obviously, KC, and then at Miami, home to Tampa, at Houston, at Pittsburgh, home to Cincy, at New England, at Cleveland, home to Philly, home to the Jets.
That is a significantly harder schedule than the one you just listed for Kansas City, especially after these three. This three, you know what it is? This three is the swing for everything. It is going to tell you if they're losing the division for the first time in a decade. It's going to tell you if they have a shot at the one seed. It's going to tell you everything you need to know about this team. They're a playoff team. We don't have any questions about that. It'll just tell you when they're going to have to play in the playoffs, what teams, what likely opponents they'll have to face in the playoffs, division or no division, one seed or no one seed. These three games decide all of that. They'll tell you everything about this team. They win all three, they're going to be heavy, 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 heavy Super Bowl favorites. I mean, like minus money, maybe, which is a lot for an early season portion of a team when you can take the entire damn field against it. And if they lose a couple, then they're not going to win the division. I mean, that's the truth. They lose 2 out of 3. They're not winning the division.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.